timeline to exist and get this program in offer. Give you some new reasons regarding the SUGI based on method, not based on that. And now you're going to more realistic situation where the model line of the actual dimensions are stabilized and that's the post-metric problem. And then the weak scale post-metric, the sub-hierarchy problem has been considered as one of the most exciting and promising candidates in the Stoneman model. However, generally, weak scale sub-mass parameters given by this should heavy to upset an unacceptably large flavor and security violations. Particularly, soft mass parameters in general, generally, are not not diagonal and private limitations now. But here's some, if there's some extra dimensions, hidden sector could really suggest the really hidden and extra dimensions from the real sector. So, supposedly, once it's broken in the hidden sector, it's communicated to the real sector by flavor independent expressions. And of course, scheduling mechanism. So, we may have a chance to avoid the flavor problems given in a very image. However, the situation is subtle. Even I'm going to even higher dimensions than 5 dimensions. Because the people, this kind of suggestion of a sequestered mechanism is based on 5 minutes per gravity, where you have a sequestered form of the Kellogg potential for the digital record in the sectors. And but it is not the case in higher than 5 dimensions. So, and then let me motivate you to another ingredient that is associated with the flux compactations in 16 in string theory. Recently, KTLT flux compactations of type 2B string theory have drawn a lot of interest because the moduli of electron and geometry moduli can be stabilized at the process combining with a number of effects. But the vacuum energy is typically negative after the moduli is stabilized. So we need some additional factor that makes the vacuum energy zero. Particularly when you introduce and then you bring at the end of the walkthrough and Clavier space, and the possibility is transmitted to the other sector by a Boolean modulus, so that the modulus mediation is compared size to the anomaly mediation. That is called modulus anomaly mediation. That was discussed as in this nice talk. And then probably, it may well be a flavor symmetry in the hidden sector that makes the scheduling working. For instance, the isometry of the walk road could forbid the drag hopping between hidden and the sectors. So another one is the six-dimensional chiral gauges probability. It's a simple setup where the important aspects of the flux compactation can be studied analytically because it is simple. For instance, in 1980s, Salomon Sechin found a flux compactation on Minkowski time sphere, for which four dimensional n equal to 1 supposedly is preserved, and one of the moduli is stabilized by the flux. And this solution has a factorized extra dimensions, so it doesn't have a wall factor at all, but rather recently, this solution is generalized to the work solutions. The work solution necessarily required to put the tension for coordinate to bring ecological similarities. So this general work solution has drawn much attention because of the possibility of capturing the cosmic constant. But I didn't go to the details about this issue. And then, however, in this approach, they require to have a number of brain tensions at the conical similarities. But the brain tensions have been taken to break sports symmetry as history because I want to the brains to print up some of bulk sports symmetry. But up to now, people consider the brains to break sports symmetry as history. So we first construct the sujit brain action and discuss about the UFR mediation of the sujit brain in this slide. So the analytical superiority is composed, people call this analytical superiority, but it's originated from Nishino and Statchkin's construction. And this superiority is composed of gravity multiply and tensor multiply, as well as a vector multiply that gauges beyond R, the Suji, your asymmetry of supersonic algebra. Then the Wodonic action of this probability is given by this. And then you have, when you don't have the electron and asymmetric tensor field, then you would get a non supersymmetric Einstein Maxwell theory. And then after the gauging, the important fact is that the electron potential is positive gating. The presence of this on you would get a compact measure. So this is the Bianchi identities, and because of the modification in the the builder strength, the transimoton, because the transimoton, the asymmetric tensor field transforms under the gauge transformation. And then this is a complete action for the formulas up to 40 formulas. And they all females have the same mantra plus one, as you see from here. And this is a 3D transformations. And then after, under the 3D transformations, the combined work action is invariant of the Bianchi identities. So here, your Bianchi identities tells us the work variation vanishes of the surface. Yes. But the, if in the presence of the brain action, we may modify the Bianchi identities to cancel the variation. Just like in a heterocat theory, then you have a EA times DA square dynamics on the boundaries of the orbifold, then compact by the M theory on a orbifold, Kasimov vector. Then the situation of the super dynamical action requires us to modify the Bianchi identities to cancel the variation of the super dynamical action. So this is very similar to those previous approaches. And so in order to define the surviving supersymmetry on the brain, I need to introduce G2 orbifold symmetry. So that will project the half supersymmetry. So A plus the left-handed formulas in four dimensions survives on the brain. In that case, I can make the body, I can make the brain actions supersymmetric under the survived Suji transformation parameter. So So this is this is the green column, okay? And which has the scalar partner has R charge, the chromium partner has R minus one charge. So as you see from here, although these two fields within the same supermultiply, they have different R charges. So in the global supersymmetry, you are not realizing you would not get engaged your R symmetry in the global supersymmetry. So you need to require go to the really local supersymmetry. So then on top, so this action, you have this is the just the normal kinetic term in global CUG. And as you can see, you have a coupling to the bulk gauge node, and the gray scalar field gets non-zero mass for the non-zero gauge coupling. And these are just the level terms because the part of the variations of the thing. And on top of this, we need to require to modify the gauge field strength in this form. So delta mm is a two-dimensional delta function. And also, more importantly, we need to have a non-zero fair area force term in the internal component of the gauge field. And in that case, because of the modified gauge field strength, Yankee identity is modified by these single terms. So there are these single terms will cancel the remaining variations of this possibility. And then because of the single term in the field strength, here the A new term is not gauge invariant. So we need to modify the gauge transformation of the anti-symmetric tensor field with a single term. And then also the cross-symmetric transformation must be modified. And then also we can introduce the vector-mode fluid under which the standard model field charge. So here the gauge kinetic term, and gauge kinetic term doesn't have a modulus dependence. But the D term, this corresponds to D term under the brain vector fluid, that has a longitudinal Dirac-Lund vector. So everything is parallel to the previous action for the Kalman fluid, but we need to have additional terms. So then we can also identify the superpotential by introducing the brain localized brain mass. And then this is brain actor that has an anterior modulus. So let me, okay, then in this six-dimensional gauge topography with the supersymmetric brains, we can find the flux compactations by turning on U and R flux. The general regular solution has the form that is the work product of coordinate Kropsky space with the two internal compact dimensions. So it looks very complicated. The message is that we need to have two brain tensions at the quicker similarities that are different. So then in the presence of that fair Leopold term, the gauge potential is modified. So the contingency condition gets modified. So this is a consistent condition due to the contingency of given operating tension. So what is interesting is that the when I take the unmarked limit of the solution, the solution reaches angle towards positive, even in the presence of the brain tensions. And then in this case, I the only conditions that I need to require is that the one point of Mach 1, and then the brain tension can be arbitrary. So this is my last part of the talk for the effective spectrography. So I take the, I consider the low energy effect reaction to the light curve and brain fields for the spectrometric footfall. And then I take these ANJAS, and then I solve the 60 equations and get the identities for the carbon nanofield and gauge field. Then I obtain this solution. So this A nu, J nu, as A J nu contains metal field, and Q is the frame. So I plot the solution in Cheetah-Borg action and integrate out the extra dimension. I obtain this torsion action. From then, I can read the current potential in the 4D spectrography that has a field independent FI term and a field dependent FI term. So then, this current potential functional S and T to Kyler matrices, and S and T are mixture of two bulk modules. The gauge kinetic term, the bulk gauge kinetic term has the S modulus dependence, but the brain kinetic term doesn't have any modulus dependence, trivial. Then the effective branch for potential is independent of moduli, so there is constant. This construction can be generalized to multiple brain cases. So, and if I don't include at all from the brains, other than brain matter, brain mass term, then the effective scalar potential is given by this. So along T and Q directions, there is minimum, but the IC is not stabilized. So we need to something more to stabilize S modulus by assuming the bulk number term dynamics. So in that case, generally we need to uplift the, after stabilizing the S modulus, vacuum energy tends to be negative. So we need to add some additional contributions coming from the brain, Suji brain king, F or D term. Then before considering this uplifting, T modulus stabilized at the value of 1, but because uplifting potential depends on T, the value of the minimum value of the T is shifted by Suji breaking. And this is some new data, but let me give you the form of the scalar potential after before and after uplifting. So before uplifting, the vacuum energy, the minimum, the vacuum energy at the minimum is negative, but it is uplifted, for instance, by considering epsilon uplifting. So after stabilizing all the moduli, because of shift in the minimum value of T, we will get a non-zero Young RD. So this is the only source that contribute to soft mass for the brain field. So this is given by this, and when I take these approximations, which means the Suji breaking scale is smaller than the Planck scale, and using the vanishing vacuum zero, vanishing vacuum condition, I end up with this expression for the soft. And the point is that when R charge is zero, then there is no soft mass at all in the visual spectrum. The form of the soft mass becomes simplified depending on which, depending on whether epsilon or dipton dominates for the objective potential. Then, So since for the grant field with non-zero arbitrage, there's an additional contribution due to your organization, and that is positive. So for the appropriate arbitrage assignment, so we can cure the acceptance mass problem in the gain technology. So let me conclude. I construct this 2G frame action for the metal multiplets and 6D gauge disprobability. So when the brain tension is non-zero, I need to have a localized FI term to make the brain action suspension. And that it plays an important role in keeping the 4D angle to one supersymmetry in the presence, even in the presence of the brain non-zero brain tension. So I think I explained most of these issues in the previous slides.
Any questions, comments?
So if not, let's move on to the 7 o'clock. And thanks again.
Yeah.